Triple M. Brew and Dits. Top three things you need to know.
Olympic Dam's not doing their big expansion, Dits. This is not good news for South Australians in general, economy-wise. Some of the greenies out there would be wrapped, but there was talk of a very big open-cut mine, which would have had about an extra 1,800 jobs in South Australia at the start and 600 ongoing, but not really viable, they're saying. They're going to go for a smaller expansion and just sort of target it, a smaller ore body, if that's the right term. Not good news. They just keep shelving it. They've talked about this back in 2012, and they're going to look at a few other little things. They're flush for cash at the moment. They're making a stack of money on the back of iron ore and gold and stuff. But
yeah, it's not a good decision for us, for our state.
Not good for our state. It is still in the ground, though, so it will come out at some stage.
Yeah, let's hope so.
It'll benefit at some
point. Hey, Roo, just a breaking story out of the UK. Here's a different slide on coronavirus. UK researchers are planning to start infecting volunteers with controlled doses of coronavirus starting early next year. So they're asking for volunteers.
Well, they
don't need volunteers. They're asking for people to volunteer, and they will start, with these controlled doses.
Four.
So that they can monitor how it works and what they can do to, find a cure. So, look out for that story breaking. As I said, it's just come through.
They've got thousands. Aren't they going into lockdown there? I mean, they got enough patients they could do it. Aren't they going to get a few more?
Yep.
Wow.
They want to see how effective these vaccines are that they're coming up with. So they're going to,
They're using them for the vaccine trials.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought you meant they were infecting them.
It's all about research.
Yeah, good. Afterpay, this will bring a tear to a lot of people's eyes. Lots of people thought about buying this shares in this business called Afterpay, which all the younger people are in. They got 3.1 million users in the world now. I presume majority of them are in Australia at the moment, but that's starting to go overseas. 3.1 million already.
Yeah.
They just did a deal with Westpac yesterday. Their shares went up over $100 now. They're up to, I think they went up nearly $5 yesterday to about $102.
You're kidding.
Now, when coronavirus hit, a mate of mine thought, oh, I should buy, now that they've been absolutely slammed, I might buy some at $8.
And $8?
They got down to $9, and so he didn't buy any. Gone up over $100. So every time he thinks about them, he cries.
So 10 times your money.
And ZipPay, the second in line to it, which a lot of people would know about, that's got 2 million users.
Yeah.
So lots of people are using the buy now, pay later scheme.
So
that's why credit cards are dropping off.
Can I imagine that there's still a ton of growth there? When you say 3 million in the world, that's a drop in the ocean, really.
Oh, well, if it goes worldwide. I mean, the big Chinese company, Tencent, I think it's called, bought into Afterpay. So.
Yeah.
If it goes over there, 3 million's not a lot of people, is it?
No. All right, I'm going to buy some.
You're on.
I'm on.
Yeah, buy at the top.
Watch it plummet now.
Bloody hell. The jinx is on, everyone. Sell. Quick, is on.
Now, I've got a quirky story out of the world of sport for you. Now, Roo, what are you named after? You got the Roo Bar in Wakery, haven't you?
I got the Wakery Footy Club.
Yeah, so if you go to the Wakery Footy Club, there's the
pulled down.
The Roo Bar. Oh, no. What do you mean? Are they rebuilding?
Yeah.
They need a bigger bar. Surely the new bar will still be called the Roo Bar.
Well, you'd like to think so.
Yeah.
I mean, at least that little statue of mine should get placed up on the bar somewhere.
Don't worry too much if it doesn't happen. I'll tell you why. Because, how's this? I don't know how good you have to be, but Roger Federer's hometown in Switzerland has just built a sports arena, and the suggestion went out that it should be called the Roger Federer Arena, which makes sense, I reckon.
A lot of sense. He's a goat.
They've knocked it back.
The greatest of all time.
The town have said no. How's this? They actually put it out, not to tender, but they put it out and they asked for feedback. Town voted against it. Geez, they're tough over there. They're a tough lot.
He's admired universally.
Of course he is. I couldn't believe it. I read this yesterday. So in Basel in Switzerland, they've knocked it back, the suggestion that their local sports arena would be named after the greatest of all time.
Unbelievable decision.
There you go. Roo, this man has achieved everything in the game of AFL. He is a superstar.
Not quite.
But that's right. He's got one box to tick. Get him on, Roo. Introduce him.
Yeah, Paddy Dangerfield from the Cats. G'day, Danger.
G'day, Rupert. G'day, Dits. Thanks for having me, boys.
First grand final since you were drafted in 2007. How you been sleeping since Saturday night?
Last night was a bit of a rough one, but really excited. Like, it's obviously while you play the game, and I think, you know, given it's come late in my career, it's certainly think I appreciate it far more. Yeah, I just can't wait.
Danger, they always say in footy that you've got to peak at the right time. You've got to be playing your best footy, obviously, finals time. And, gee, watching the way you beat Brisbane on the weekend, it looks as though maybe Geelong are right now playing at your absolute best.
Yeah, and even at the start of the finals, did so. Like, we were well beaten by Port, but I felt we played okay. It's not like in previous final series where we were just, you know, smacked from the early onset. We still played okay, and then we really executed against Collingwood. You know, it was a bit of a struggle against Brisbane. It felt we controlled the majority of the play, and then we sort of built on our form from there. So, you know, we're confident if we can get it on our terms and score when we do, that we'll give ourselves every shot.
Geelong are going into the grand final with the oldest team in the history of the AFL in a grand final. So you've got plenty of experience on your side. I remember looking at the pre-game. I don't know if you've watched the replay, Danger, but they showed Ablett in the warm-up. He just looked absolutely steely-eyed and ready to perform, like he's on a mission, you're on a mission, you've got other players who haven't played in grand finals. It really does mean a lot to a lot of the Geelong players to win one more flag.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think that that age profile, it does get skewed when you play Gaz at 48 years of age. So it'll come down a bit next year. But no, look, he's been one of the greatest to ever play the game, and there isn't a more fitting way to send him out. But there's so many stories like that throughout our list, as there is with every team, that make it special. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, stealing ourselves, and that's sort of really what we've done. And that's what this year's sort of the challenges that it's thrown up. It's been band together, you know, live in each other's pockets under the same roof, celebrate the wins, you know, experience the losses together and then get on with it. And that's what we've done.
And if you can win it, you might win another one next year with Jeremy Cameron in the forward line.
Yeah, it was a,
you're not bad, are you? Who else don't you want? You got him, you got Higgins, maybe Crouchy in the midfield so you can stay up in the forward line a bit more.
Yeah, it's all self-fulfilling, Roo. Anything that can prolong my career.
And you wouldn't be taking a pay cut to get him down there, so something's going on. What's happening?
Well, it never started that high at all, Roo, so I can't take much more of one, to be honest.
Yeah, Dave, when, you know, I do like it when the Crows suffer just a little bit, you know, from where I sort of sit in the perspective of things. And when you left the Adelaide Crows, I happened to be on a road trip. I was in Lorne on holidays, and I drove around that coast road, and I saw a sign for Moggs Creek, so I got out of the car and took the photo and sent it to Roo, just because you had just gone back to Moggs Creek, you see.
Yeah, it went down well.
So I thought, it was just my little humour, you know. But so how is life back in Moggs Creek?
Well, I haven't been there for 4 months, Dit, so.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, so you're waiting to get back there.
No, it's been great. It's, you know, for me, my story is a little bit different to some, I suppose. It was about starting a family, and that's what Moggs has always been for me, the area where I grew up and all my family is. So that part's been really special. My sister's due next year now, so to have our sort of kids grow up together will be, yep, be really quite special. So sort of the next phase of life, isn't it?
Yep, for sure.
Just one more footy question, Dan. You've been playing a lot more in the forward line. You know, looks like a Gary Ablett senior type career here heading into the forward line. Do you prefer going forward or playing in the midfield? What role do you like?
Well, it's probably the same as you, Roo. You're happy to play forward when the ball's coming down there, but when it's not, then it's time to get back up the ground.
So, go and get it.
Look, I've enjoyed it, and the way that we're structuring up at the moment, it really suits the way that we play. Obviously, Gary Rowan plays a vital role down there and sort of that second pseudo tall, and then Hawk, who's just been the most unbelievable player this season. So I feel like we've got a pretty good spread in there. You know, if we get really good service out of the middle and we're able to retain the ball in our forward line this week, like, that'll be a key to being successful within the game itself. So I've enjoyed it, but there's nothing quite like running around the middle, that's for sure.
Well, you haven't got a Norm Smith, so maybe this week you can get a Normie, you can get a premiership medal, and just give you another piece of the puzzle for a brilliant career, Danger. All the best this week. It's going to be a great game. You and Dusty Martin out in the field, a heap of other superstars. Gary Ablett playing his last game. and a grand final at the Gabba. All the best, mate. I hope it all goes well for a fairy tale finish to 2020 for you.
Thanks, Rupert. Thanks, Diz. Thanks
Good
for
on
having
you,
guys.
Mate. Well done. One of the absolute superstars, Patrick Dangerfield.
Triple M.
That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Dumb comments on Ruined Diz.
All right, over the journey, we have had quite a few dumb comments on this show, Roo.
Took my son and my partner down to a Adelaide Strikers T20 game. My partner goes to me, oh, how many overs do each team face?
Bob was about 6 months old and he had a nose infection and my wife said, the drops are in there, you look after it for me. I read the instructions and next minute she walks in there and next minute I'm... blowing on his nose. And she said, what are you doing? I said, the instruction says blow nose before his nose.
An ex-girlfriend of mine down at the Marion Footy Club having a bit of a punt on the CAB where she came out with a good one. Is the harness racing there just for disabled jockeys?
The trots for disabled jockeys. Oh, that's my favourite of all time. That is my favourite of all time. But we come up with a few here on the Brekkie Show because we get up early and, you know, we don't think straight from time to time.
So Alice, go on.
Was this on air yesterday? We got the grab yet. Alice was talking. I asked Alice how high one of the contestants on SAS, is that what it's called, SAS? Jumped out of the helicopter, and this is her answer.
Starts with it on a helicopter, and they just have to jump off the helicopter into the ocean.
Ooh.
And like Chappelle,
from how high? Chappelle, like reasonable,
like height? Helicopter height? No, like I don't know.
Helicopter height. I did watch it yesterday, and I sent a little video of Alice telling them what helicopter height was.
Helicopter,
right. Roo, I never make stupid
comments. Were telling a story yesterday about our reception, how we've got Minties and Fantails at reception, right?
Yeah.
And about the fact that a couple of people have chipped their teeth on them. So
how weak's that?
You actually went out to try. You've gone out and grabbed a Minty. And
three Minties.
Help me out with this. How the conversation went.
I wish we'd been rolling tape, so we just have to set the scene.
Yeah.
So I said just, you know, boring conversation off air. I said, I hate peppermint flavour. I don't like peppermint in biscuits. I don't like it in chocolate. Yeah. I don't like mints.
Mm-hmm.
And Roo said, what's that got to do with Minties?
Yeah. So he's chewing on a mint and we said, oh, that would be because you're actually chewing on peppermint.
I was talking about it because that's
What? Now, Roo, Minty, does it tell you not?
I never ever thought about that.
It's mint.
I know. Right. I haven't had a Minty for about 10 years.
Right. What do you reckon's in a Minty?
I don't know. Probably, I'd never thought.
Probably mint. I would have thought.
Mint.
Or not.
Like a mint slice? Is that peppermint as well? That was my favourite biscuit.
What do you know? There's mint in
There's
mint slices.
There's mint in there.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't it your best moment? But
wasn't
anyway.
My best moment. A bit like yours yesterday when you said the grand final might not sell out. Let's listen to this.
Just on the grand final. There might not be a crowd there.
Well, I reckon they'll get one.
Well, I say it again. I don't know if they're going to get a crowd for this. And they're wondering, will they actually fill the place? Will they get a crowd in Brisbane? Because your supporter base of Richmond and Geelong can't travel.
Okay, have a listen to the news last night.
This is as close as the Cats will get to a grand final parade this week, but at least they're playing in front of a sold-out crowd.
Oh,
tickets
right.
to the big game were snapped up in just 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
I
it
asked
took
the
to
question.
Sell 20,000 tickets
I
in 20
asked the
minutes. That's 1,000 tickets a minute.
Rewind. I said, will
1,000
it be a sellout?
1,000 tickets a minute. Divide that by
will
60.
It?
That's 16
a
tickets
sellout?
A second.
Oh.
They sold.
Yeah, all right. So it's a sellout.
We're all dumb here. Oh. You, me and Alice. Now shut up and take some calls. 1-3-3-5-3. Dobbing your husband, wife, son, daughter, uncle, mate, best mate, whatever. Dob them in about the dumb comments that they've said. And we've got a great prize. $100 Jack and Jill restaurant voucher. You can head into Jack and Jill's bar go and have a night out with the wife or the husband.
Yeah.
Just dob them in first and make us laugh, please.
Share some good food with good friends at Jack and Jill's. 121 Pirie Street.
Blakeview. G'day, Caroline.
Good morning.
What's your story?
Well, I will premise it in that we didn't do a lot of fishing in my family. My dad didn't like fish, so I had never had fish growing up.
Righto.
And then I was with some friends and we were out for dinner and I asked the question, I was talking about fishing, how do they catch calamari? How do they catch the rings?
The rings.
How do they catch the rings?
I realised my mistake when they But yeah, they come up crumbs.
You should have paid for the everyone's meal after that comment, Caroline. Had you had a couple of drinks, or you just no idea?
No.
Good one. We
no
like
idea.
It. Very nice,
yeah,
Caroline.
I think Caroline grew up in the city.
Triple M.
That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Dumb comments on Ruined Dits.
$100 Jack and Jill. Is it Jack and Jill? It is Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill. It says Jack and Hill here.
This is the perfect start to dumb comments.
It says Jack and Hill.
It Jack and Jill.
Look at it.
Jack and Jill went up the hill, Ruth.
I know they
fetch
did.
A pail of
did
water.
They have Jack and Jill?
Just move on before you just bury yourself, will you?
Oh, shut up.
Dumb comments.
Oh, don't blow your nose, you freak. Let's go to Largs Bay. G'day, Ashley.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm going to dob my mum in here.
Yeah.
But,
you can't dob your mum in.
Go on. Go on, Ash.
Well, I got her, yeah. But 30 years ago, we were on holiday in Tassie and sitting down there at Devonport Harbour. And Dad had just got us a load of fish and chips and us two kids sitting in the seat of the car, the back seat of the car there. And Mum goes to me, old man, how come the boats are sitting so high up in the water? Is it because the tide's out?
Because the tide's out.
The tide's out.
Oh, Mum.
Well above the waterline because they hadn't been loaded yet.
I hope you got your dad's brain, Ashley.
the old fella just sort of looked at me mum and sort of raised his eyebrows, and we all had a good laugh about that. It was pretty funny. It's something I've never forgot. I'm nearly 40 now. Yeah. So
good on you, Ash. Well done.
I've seen that look before. Mel does it to me and Ditz every now and then here in the studio. Let's go to Evanston Park. G'day, Paul. Good, mate. What do you got for us?
Oh, I said to a mate one night when he was being annoying, I said, if you don't stop annoying me, I'm going to belt you with a lump of 4B2. And with that, he turned around to our mate and he goes, how big's a piece of 4B2?
Yeah, that's dumb. You should eat him. Let's go to Moana. G'day, Aaron.
How you going, fellas?
Good, Aaron. Who are you going to dob in?
Yeah, it's my old lady as well.
Your mum. You can't dob your mum in, Aaron.
Yeah, well, crackers for him, mate.
Right, tell us about it.
Yeah, we were cruising back from Port Lincoln one time, and we had an old Ford Fairlane, and in the front windscreen, you used to have a blue strip that used to run across the top of your windscreen.
Oh, for defrosting, is it?
It just had that blue strip across the top. But yeah, we were cruising along one night, and there's four of us kids and mum, and she's like, hey, kids, it must be true once in a blue moon. Look. Blue moon up there.
Oh, Mum.
No.
And we've all
gone,
we just started cracking up. And Mum, just have a look a bit lower.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a big crack up for a while. We still laugh about it now, 20 years later.
Yeah, I would have put Mum in the back seat and tell her a little nap.
Now, Roo, have you just done it again? The blue strip across
blue
the top
strip?
Of the... It was to shield the sun.
Oh, there's a sun shield. There's that. Yeah, you're right. Yep. what did I say?
Oh, to defrost the window.
Don't they have that on the back window? That's the back window, isn't it? Let's go to Aldinga. G'day, Hayden.
How you going? Ruined it?
Good, Haydo.
I'm just going to dob in the better half of mine.
Oh, that's risky. That's risky.
That's okay. She's getting the kids ready for school.
Okay, Haydo, then just whisper. Just whisper.
It was a Sunday night and we're having a roast.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, do you want me to cut the meat? And she's like, no, it's okay, I'll cut it. So, yep, I go, sat down, and then she pops up and says, hey, babe, I can't cut the meat, it's not working.
Oh, what's happened?
I go up and have a look, and she's only put the one blade in the fork electric cutter.
Right.
So it's not cutting.
Right.
So I just reached into the drawer and put the other blade in and give her a little wink.
Well, that's a man's job to cut the roast, eh?
Yeah,
just
I think
tell
it is.
The wife that. Let her cook it, you cut it, and then she can serve it up. And
let's go up
you
to Tex Walker territory.
Let's go to Broken Hill. G'day, Randall.
G'day, boys. How are you, Bruce?
How's Broken Hill going?
Yeah, very good, mate. Yeah, good weather. Yep.
Any yabbies in the dams?
I think they'd only be in the dams, mate. The river's just, the water's just hit down here.
She's flowing, is it?
Yeah, it's blowing, flowing down,
sure. Good, good. All right, tell us about your dumb story.
This is safe because it's my ex-sister-in-law.
Right, throw her under the bus.
They're building the wind farm just out near beautiful Silverton here, just outside Broken Hill.
Oh.
And we're all zitting around and saying how good it is for Broken Hill and creating employment and all that. And she pipes up and she goes, I don't think it's a good, no good. And I said, well, why is that? She goes, Broken Hill's windy enough now.
No, you had to get out of that family.
It's creating wind. It's creating a lot of wind, those wind farms.
The Silverton Pub route, do yourself a favour. If ever you're up that way, what a great joint that is.
That's what they reckon.
All right. Now, that restaurant is called Jack and Jill, right? Who are you going to send off?
I'm going to give that $100 voucher to, this is a good field, Group 1. I'm going to give it to Randall.
Randall from Broken Hill.
Randall. Down and go to Jack and Hill's restaurant in Perry Street.
Alice the Wag is with us.
Good morning.
Yeah. You've been watching, what is it, SAS or SAS?
Yeah, SAS. It's the new reality show on Channel 7. Yep. And let me just tell you, so you asked me yesterday how it went in the ratings and they weren't out yet. But yesterday the ratings came out and it was blockbuster. It was the number one entertainment show in its time slot, number one, 25 to 54. It had 1.194 million national viewers. So it's going really well for Channel 7.
Yep.
And let me tell you, it is like a breath of fresh air because it's a reality show, but there's no egos involved because these SAS men don't let them get away with anything. So it's actually so nice to watch. Like, my dad hates reality shows, my brother and stuff, but they're into it because they can't get away with being losers.
This is actually real.
It's real. And there's no producers out there. It is literally the three, like, people, head honcho guys that are making him do stuff. And the talent. So there's no one saying, oh, don't make her do that. Like, she's sad now.
Yeah.
So it's just, I love it.
I reckon I'm a little bit like the bloke with the beard that runs it.
Yes.
That's what my wife said yesterday.
You are.
You're actually a fair bit like that bloke, dude. You know that.
Why is
you
that?
Are.
What does he do?
Fraction bossy.
Just so bossy. And just like makes you feel really guilty for not doing something.
Oh, yeah. A little bit ruthless. Yeah.
Mussolini?
Yeah, a little bit more so. But anyway, it's a good show.
It is.
I like it.
I'm loving it. I'm loving that you're loving it.
So what did you like last night?
Well, this what happened yesterday, this is probably the highlight for me. It wasn't actually on the show. But yesterday I talked about Roxy Jasenko, who this is her as she entered into the game.
People would best know me as a serial entrepreneur with five businesses. Failure, in my mind, has never been an option.
So this is after the first probably 10 minutes of the show?
I can't do it.
100% sure.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Why?
It's painful.
After only 6 hours, number one Roxy has found the course too demanding and has voluntarily withdrawn.
Can I stand up for it? I can see why she's quit.
Why?
Because it's not for the faint-hearted. It's like SAS stuff.
But 6 hours, that's not even a working day.
6 hours of full-on exercise, what they were doing, and they were punching each other in the face. Like, she's a little sausage-lipped Sydney Sydney cider on Instagram, you know, PR agent. It is the absolute opposite of what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, but then don't be a loser when you enter and be like, I have never failed in my life. Just maybe go in there a little bit.
She will change that now. I've failed once.
I've failed once.
I shouldn't have done it.
Embarrassingly
it was a bad idea.
Well, yesterday, red rag to a bull, she went on Lawrence Mooney's breakfast show on Sydney.
Oh,
right. You can only imagine what he was thinking. So this is some audio of it.
Oh, I'm not playing the victim at all. I think what I've just said is it's very clear that tall poppy syndrome is alive and well. And
let's not spend too much time talking about how we need to be kind. Roxy, you couldn't make the grade last night and you dropped out and people just piled on. That's part of the deal of going on reality TV.
And you're doing it too. I left because I had a fractured hip and pelvis and I didn't wish to put myself through any further potential
injury. Why would you have
even
gone into it if you had a fractured hip and pelvis?
Okay, do you go to work if you're not feeling too well because you've got a commitment and you said
you'll do it? If I've got a fractured hip and pelvis, I'm not going on SAS Australia.
Exactly. I got up and I showed up, and that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah, and you got,
I made a commitment.
And you dropped out.
You know what? Let's leave this here because you're doing exactly what the people on the internet are doing.
I don't actually do social media, mate.
I'm going to leave that here.
Moon Man.
She hung up on him. Drama.
I don't reckon you'd go into the show with a fractured hip and pelvis.
No.
Just quietly.
No, I think that might be a little bit of a cop-out.
Ooh, you're piling on too. Like those
you're
people on social
Roxy.
Media.
I just don't like her. She's a loser. Righto. But.
Did you just call her a mole?
Yeah, I get really bad vibes from her.
Righto.
I would really enjoy punching her in the face.
Oh,
Alice. Oh,
no.
Sorry, I just would love it.
You're not allowed to incite violence. Haven't you done your codes training at Triple M?
Oh, just the plastic in it. Anyway, okay, moving on.
Just the plastic in it.
We actually, Sam, our audio guy, has got in touch, and it turns out there was a few celebrities that auditioned for this show and did a little mini course but didn't make the cut.
Right.
And Sam has got some exclusive audio of
has he just?
One of you guys
gonna wrap it up
being on SAS. So this is a little bit of Dits if he was on SAS.
Every weakness, every insecurity.
Stand by to move.
This is not a game.
I need a little bit of sympathy first up. Has the whole world got hay fever at the moment?
Listen for a minute.
I don't know if anyone else is suffering. Bloody pollen at the moment. My eyes are that itchy.
Stop being selfish. It's pathetic.
Because I've got an issue with my foot.
Wanker!
I ended up in a creek bed.
Get up! Get up! Get up.
Tripped off the pile of logs, taking bark off both my knees and hurt my shoulder and everything.
Well, what do you think you were going to do on a military-style course?
Now, do you know, in my house, I can be in the toilet, Kate just barges in, walks in, how you going? I want to have a chat.
This is where we're starting to understand your true character.
I'm on strike. I am being harassed here.
And it's not looking good.
I have been hobbling around.
Not looking good at all.
I think it's called chalky bones.
You are pathetic.
I just fall apart. I'm brittle.
War is not over just because you're tired.
My knee locks up and swells up and it's painful. And
keep going.
So I can't do anything.
That is pathetic. Tell you what, go and get in that water.
I can't swim.
You
are a bunch of wankers.
He'd be like the John Abraham actor, the Forestafani or whatever. If anyone's out there watching, he can't keep his mouth shut. And he's causing all sorts of mayhem on the show. Dits, I think that would be you. You need to watch this, Dits. This is hilarious. Well done.
Righto, Mussolini.
It's not gout.
Yeah.
It's not gout.
Are you finished, Alice?
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Are you finished now?
Yeah, I'm
done. Righto, all right.
104.7 Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar, and his mates call him Rosie. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast, Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, Rosie, good morning. Tell me, are things easing up over there in Melbourne or not, the lockdown situation?
Oh, look, they are. Just quickly, Dits, I just want to check. You weren't in last week when I called in. How are you going with the end zone withdrawals? You okay, mate?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, just great. a little knee op.
Yeah, sweet. You haven't pawned all your DVD players and TVs and stuff
yet? No, not yet.
Not that hooked.
Good to hear, mate. As you said, the lockdown has eased a little bit and it's been stretched out. The radius that we can go to has gone from 5 kilometres to 25 kilometres.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. So now I can swim 17 kilometres into Port Phillip Bay like I've always wanted to do. Although it's a bit cold for that, so I need to grease up and all the hog fat stores are still shut.
Yeah,
so,
shame.
I'm going to have to wait. But Beck Judd has actually got herself into trouble. I don't know whether you saw this.
I did watch it, actually. Yes, I did.
So she posted on her Instagram herself wearing a T-shirt that said Free Melbourne, and she's been complaining about the lockdown and the draconian conditions that we're under. And I think what she's most worried about is that her issue is that 25 kilometres still doesn't get her to her back fence.
Exactly right.
She hasn't seen it for weeks. She doesn't know. She hasn't seen her second pool for months, boys.
She can't put the rubbish bin out properly.
Exactly. The poor little lamb, you know. But how's this, right? So there's a golf course near me called the Northcote Golf Course. Now, it's a public golf course, and we weren't allowed to play golf in this second lockdown. But what they've done is they cut a hole in the fence and everyone's gone out there. The hipsters have taken over the golf course and just used it as parkland. And now that we're allowed to play golf, they've said, well, why don't we share it? And all the golfers are gone, that's not going to happen, champ. Like, you're more than welcome to be out there. But now you and your stupid wax mustache are just going to be a target.
Yeah.
So 10 points if you hit a penny farthing.
Start pinging balls at them.
Hey, what about the drink throw? Did you see that in Adelaide, Rosie? The bloke who threw bourbon and coke over Tommy Lynch?
Yeah, look, you don't want to sum up a crowd, but it's you know what? It's actually not that easy to be that accurate when you're all messed up, right? That's firstly, credit where it's due. Because Tom Lynch said it was a Bundian coke, didn't he? And it was a bit of a coward Bundian coking as well. Like, you know, it came out of nowhere and And Tom Lynch would know Bundy because he's spent a lot of time in Queensland.
That's right.
And I reckon he would have, that sickly sweet smell, he would have, you know, spotted that straight away. And then when it started burning through the cameraman's clothes and equipment, he would have been like, yeah, that's Bundy.
That's Bundy.
How did they bust him? Was it, you know, did they use the behind the goals vision? Is that how they...
Yeah, they had to.
I'd like to see that broken down in the lab room. Yeah. You could do that on Fox Footy.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. We'll get Kingy to dissect the Bundy throw.
Mm.
Yeah.
How did Geelong, seriously, be in the running for Jeremy Cameron, arguably the hottest property in football at the moment?
Well, it's kind of amazing that he wants to go to Geelong. I think it'd be good for him to get to play in a grand final. I mean, you know, he was there last year, but come on.
Yeah.
He didn't really play.
No, that's right.
He wasn't there, but it's going to be easy. If he wants to get to Victoria, all Jeremy Cameron has to do is just pretend to be a New Zealand tourist.
Yeah, that's right.
They are everywhere in Victoria at the moment. And he's going to have the pick of the single mums down in Geelong, and it's going to be absolutely great.
He'll be on fire.
You know, he said that he wants to go to Geelong because he doesn't want to be recognised, and it's a, you know, a quiet country town. It's like, mate, have you been to Geelong in footy season, you know? That's like saying you want to go to Syria for the peace and quiet. Like, you're not going to get it, mate.
No one knows Gary Ablett down there after he come back from Gold Coast.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just snuck in.
There's heaps of people on seven-year deals for $7 million down at Geelong, isn't there?
Like... Yes. No, it's going to work really well. Yeah. If everyone knows what he's earning, his house is going to get done over on a daily basis.
Yeah. That red Ferrari, there's just so many of them down there.
Exactly.
What about the silliest story I've seen in a long, long time, the piece of MCG turf making its way to the Gabba?
I mean, people have made such a big deal of it. The AFL have sent a bunch of things up there as well. They've sent a couple of MCG urinal cakes up to the Gabba toilet. So they've done it really well. But right. They sent the turf up, so they're sending it up to the Gabba, and it's going to be in a refrigerated truck.
Yeah.
Now, I grow stuff in my roof space, and trust me, that's not refrigerated.
No, you don't want it cold.
So much light.
Humid, maybe. But...
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to the grand final on the weekend. You know, I know it's Richmond and Geelong, and it's weird how Richmond in 3 years have just fallen off a cliff in terms of likability, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like, it's 3 years ago, everyone was wrapped. Now they can't stand, and they're pretty much the AFL's Pete Evans. Like, they've just gone.
They are.
Gone downhill.
They're annoying.
I'll keep Mick Malloy under control on the front bar tomorrow night.
I'll do my best. Thanks, boys.
Good on you. Adam Rosenbach's here on Triple M.
I don't even know what we play.
Get ready for the WOAT, the worst of all time.
I said this yesterday, Roo. With this song, we've been a little bit creative, okay? A little bit artistic.
What do you mean?
We've taken a very well-known song and put our slant on it. Does that make sense or not?
I've been doing that the whole way.
Yeah, but this is a bit different, though. Anyway, you'll understand as it unfolds, all right?
Right.
Let's have a listen.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, you can't guess that. It's impossible.
Yes, you can. No,
it's impossible.
133353. What is the band Tragedy you playing?
Let's go to O'Sullivan's Beach. G'day, Dylan.
G'day. Is it Guns N' Roses Patience?
Guns N' Roses Patience.
No.
No, it's not.
No. Good guess, though. Good guess.
We're flattered. Thank you. Let's go to Craigmore. G'day, Shane.
G'day, lads. How are you?
Do you want to hear it one more time?
No, mate. Well, I've got this, I reckon.
All right.
You've got it.
I reckon so, Bo.
Tell us what it is, then.
I'm going to put my money on James Blunt. You're beautiful.
Right.
Oh,
gee, he was very confident.
Okay, yes.
As if we would play a James Blunt song. I mean, come on.
You don't like James?
Oh, not on Triple M. We're hard. Our band's hard rock.
No, that's true. You like lipstick on the collar, though. Let's go to Ongabrinka Hills. G'day, Jordan.
G'day, mate.
Good on you, Jordan. What do you think it is?
I think it might be Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, see, that's more us. That's getting closer to us.
That sounds like us.
Yeah, similar.
Oh,
sorry, Jordan.
$300 tomorrow.
I want to add the flute to our band, if we can find a flautist out there, okay?
A fluterer?
Yeah. The fluterer.
That's right.
Con the fluterer.
Con the fluterer.
If we can. I want to add it. It'll add something to our...
You'd have to get Mel to do it because she's the only one with any talent.
Yeah. Mel, tell us about your sax lessons. How much have you done?
I played for, all of high school and a little bit beyond that in, stage bands. And
right, so you've actually played for years. It's very surprising.
Yeah, actually. It is surprising, isn't it? No, that's a fair call.
Dits is great at giving compliments, Mel, isn't he?
No, he's an ace on the mouth organ, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Joe. J.
Joe Ricciuta
on Roo and Dits for breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Oh, my favourite part of the week. Let's get him on. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Dits.
How are you, mate? You good?
Yeah.
What's happening today at school?
PE.
Ah, you love it, don't you? You beauty. Yeah. Hey, how many jokes have you got for us today?
Two.
All right. I was going to ask you, now footy's finished, what are you doing for summer? You playing cricket?
Yep.
You are? All right. Good stuff. Righto, let's get into your jokes. Give us your first one, Joe.
What type of music do mummies like to listen to?
What sort of mummies? Music
do mummies like to listen to? What is it, Joe?
Rap music.
Not okay. Bad, Joey. Like not it. Bad. Not
good
bad.
Start. Good start. Right. What's your second one?
What do you give a sick lemon to make it better?
What do you give a sick lemon to make it better? What do you give it?
Lemonade.
It's all in the delivery, isn't it? Very good. Well done, Joe. I like that one. Hey, what happened yesterday? Did you, this has happened at your house a couple of times. Did you find a little bird yesterday?
Yeah.
What sort of bird is it?
A rainbow lorikeet, I think.
Rainbow lorikeet. Mm. All right. Have you given it a name?
It died.
What? You only found it yesterday and it died?
It died.
What happened?
I think it had interbleeding or it had a big, bad disease.
Big, bad disease.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Did that bird flu?
Do I have to bury it?
I want it.
You want it. Okay. All right, we'll have a little ceremony tonight,
All right. Well, bad luck, Joe. I know you like your animals. You're very good to the animals. So, anyway, maybe you'll find another bird soon, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, mate. Thanks for joining us, Joe. Thanks, good Joe. On you, mate.
Good on you, Joe.
Bye.
A little bit of a sad end of the, end of the segment
that
there.
That was nice of you to bring up the dead bird.
Sorry about that. You haven't put this one in the fridge, have you? Like you did the dog.
I put him in the freezer.
Anyway, try not to give the family a fright if you could when they go to the fridge to get something to eat. Find the dog in there.
That's all right. That's all right. It was in a doggy bag.
Right. So kids, ring in with your jokes now.
Go to One Tree Primary. G'day, Miles.
Hello.
Miles. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, mate? What's your joke?
What do you get if you run over a group of geese?
What do you get if you run over a group of geese? What do you get?
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Hey, how old are you, Miles?
Seven.
You're only seven.
And do you live at One Tree Hill?
No.
Where do you live?
Craigmore.
That's near One Tree Hill, isn't it? Well, Miles, have a great day at school, won't you?
Thank you.
Don't run over any geese.
No. I like that joke.
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was good.
Goosebumps.
Let's go to Craig Byrne Primary School. G'day, Phoenix.
Hello.
How are you, Phoenix?
Good, how are you?
Yeah,
now,
fantastic,
Phoenix,
mate.
That's a pretty cool name. Do you know any? Do you run into any other Phoenixes?
Yeah, on my basketball team last year, on the opposite team.
You're joking. Another one.
Were you better than him?
No.
You weren't?
Come on, Roo, don't wind him up. Gee. Now, Phoenix, what's your teacher's name at Craig Byrne Primary?
Miss Burlett.
Righto, is she good?
She's all right, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Better say
all
she's
right.
good, just in case
Only
she's
five
listening.
Out of 10. Yeah, exactly.
All right, tell us your gag.
What did the saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
Oh, hang on.
Saggy boobs, all right.
All right, what did it say?
We better start getting support now. People are going to start thinking we're nuts.
Oh, no. No. Oh, Phoenix.
Right, your dad's having a bad influence on you. Good.
All right. What all prizes done. Have you got
oh,
to,
yes, we've
for
got
Miles
AFL Max.
And for Phoenix?
We have got a family pass to both the jokes. A family pass for AFL Max. You can get down there, a place to party, to learn, to train, to play. Indoors, book at aflmax.com.au. Great place for birthday parties.
All right, we'll do it again next Wednesday. Joe's Jokes here on Triple M. A little bit of footy news around, Roo. Ken Hinckley has been named Coach of the Year for the second time.
I want to be where Chris and Damien are on Saturday, and my team want to be there with us. And, you know, unfortunately, there's no way to explain it. It's just, it's the hardest thing you can deal with in what your profession is.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. Yep. They're bad things to lose the prelims, but if you're going to lose in style. They did that. They had a real crack.
And I think what you said yesterday sums it up, that he has managed to get senior players playing their best and young players playing their best all at the same time. So he's
not easy to do. They're doing a lot of things right if they're getting everyone playing well.
Yep, most definitely. Now, bit of a Port Adelaide rumour.
Yeah, online there's just someone suggesting that Port Adelaide has put an offer to contracted Swan Alia. And now he is a free agent at the end of next year, but quite often if the clubs think they're going to lose him at the end of next year, which I wouldn't think the Sydney Swans would, they sometimes trade him out a year before where if they think they can get better compensation for them. But only a rumour, excuse me, just had a hiccup there. Alia and Port Adelaide, little connection. It makes sense in terms of Port needing another good, tall defender.
Yep. Okay.
If that's the case. Watch this space.
A Fremantle star up for trade?
They're saying Jesse Hogan is going to be on the move again. So he's had his issues over there. Couldn't keep it in his pants there not long ago when he broke the quarantine ban when he went back to Perth a couple of weeks ago, and he's had a bit of a checkered past. So he's on the trade table. We know Jeremy Cameron's going to Geelong. They're saying Geelong have called on Brad Crouch. That's what they're saying. And they're saying that Nathan Bassett, a bit of a talk that connected to the Crows as well.
Well, you'd know. What can you tell us about that?
I can't tell you anything.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I don't tell you anything until it's... Exactly that right. I would think that would have more to do with the fact that they're trying to work out Ken's contract, and then they'll work out Nathan's after that.
Yeah, all right. Earlier, we spoke to Paddy Dangerfield. Terrific that he came on in grand final week. If you want to catch that, you can go to our website and catch up with the podcast there, okay?
Yep, and tomorrow we'll have Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal to join us.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, now, getting away from sport just for the moment, Stephen Marshall, our Premier, appeared on Sunrise on Channel 7 earlier this morning talking about our relationship now with New Zealand.
Well, the New Zealand numbers are extraordinarily good. We've taken a very careful look at it, and we're delighted to join that Trans-Tasman bubble. This is going to be great for our economy, and I'm writing to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern asking her whether we can go one step further so that people that come into South Australia can return to New Zealand without having to do the quarantine on the other side.
Who's going to fly to South Australia if you have to quarantine for 2 weeks on the way back?
Nobody. In short, yeah.
So what are we excited about there?
Yeah, but maybe he's trying
to say Western Australians are coming here now that they've got to quarantine for 2 weeks on the way back.
No, but aren't they going to try and do the deal where we get rid of that quarantine situation? Because New Zealand haven't got any cases and we haven't here.
Yeah.
So otherwise it doesn't make sense at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Righto, we've got the lads in. We've got Josh, who still lives at home with mum and dad. Very, very spoiled. How old are you now, Josh?
Just 26.
He's
26.
One of the millennials that we spoke about earlier in the week.
Freeloading off mum and dad.
Kick him out.
No, that's right. We've got Midday Morrison. How are you, Sam, our audio man?
Very well.
Good on you. And Jared, who's got the biggest job, toughest job in the world of looking after Jars and Bernie every afternoon. How are you, Jared?
Mm. Very good, boys.
Thank and produces
me.
The bump that comes out today.
Yeah, the podcast. Yes. He did say, glad to have me back, by the way, for the bump today. Just said off air.
He said very undisciplined. He really means it, to be quite honest.
He said, you
I
lot.
I thought Jars did a great job last
week. All right. Okay, what have you got, Roo?
SAS Australia is the TV show everyone is talking about. On night one, the AFLW GWS player had to pick someone to fight against. Most people would have thought she'd pick the weakest girl. Mm. She picked the toughest bloke, the Honey Badger.
Right.
And it just didn't look right. You know, the Honey Badger punching a girl in the face.
Yeah.
We're all taught not to punch women and hurt women and even, you know, be bad to women. And then Shayna Jack, who's a disgraced swimmer, got failed a drug test.
Mm-hmm.
She got hip and shouldered by the honey badger.
Go, Nick!
Oh.
Good commitment.
Go back to your location. Yeah.
I think she got hurt, Shayna. I think she got winded from Badger.
Hey, you through your nose, Shayna.
It's all right, suck it up, you're all right. You're all right. Come on, you're all right. Big deep breaths.
She was like Rick Disnick in the Wide World of Sports when she jumped into the, whatever it is, horse or whatever it is. Horse, yeah. Yeah, busted her ribs. But what do you think, boys? I mean, it's a tough show to watch when blokes are hammering girls.
Just before you go to the lads' route, didn't they, because I haven't watched it, but afterward, doesn't the SAS fella say, well done, that tells us what you're all about, because you, instead of picking the weakest person, you picked the biggest, strongest person.
Yes.
So it was all about, you know, how you, you know, your character and how you stand.
That's right. You can tell a lot about a character.
So what would they say about your character if I stood there and said, I'm sorry, mate, but I'm not going to hit a female? Would they kick me off, or are they going to praise that behaviour as well and say, well...
It's a good question, Dits. I'm not sure.
All right. Let's go to Midday Morrison. What do you think, Sam?
Well... It is an interesting topic, and I think the guys said, the guys running the program said, you don't get to choose your enemy when you're in a war. So they're all they're soldiers, they're trained SAS soldiers. So if she's a female and at war, she's not going to get to choose a woman to fight against. If they're, you know, a crazy man that she's in the war against, then she's going to have to fight.
Yeah,
that man. So yeah, they were really impressed with what she did. Mm. But in terms of fighting women or not fighting women, I mean, the woman that fought the honey badger, I reckon she could knock me and Ditz and any other guy on our ass.
Oh, bring it on.
She was all right, wasn't she?
She was a good fighter and, you know, large physically. So you don't put a featherweight up against a heavyweight. I don't know if it's a male, female thing specifically.
She said she's used to fighting. She's black. She's a lesbian and she's playing women's football. Right. She said she's been fighting her whole life.
Exactly. Boxes. So she was pretty tough. Said. But the honey badger has a history of this kind of behaviour. He could be a misogynist. He was ripping girls' hearts out on The Bachelor and now he's punching them in the face and tackling them to the ground.
I just want to point out, I'm white and I'm very soft and I'm a male.
And straight. Okay. You didn't mention straight.
Right. Right. Jared, what do you think of all this?
Yeah, I got two thoughts on this. The first is it's 2020, and if we want to be equal and it's consensual, then go for it.
Gee. Oh, smack a woman.
If they're asking for it, but then...
that is... she didn't run your shirt. You might be,
But I was going to go on to say that me personally, it's one thing to ask, but I actually just don't think I could drop the shoulder on my missus or any girl for that matter. When push came to shove, you know what I mean? I just, even if they were, I couldn't. But,
asking for
but
it.
If it did happen and it was, you know.
Yeah.
Dig a bigger hole, mate. Dig a bigger
hole. But all right, in this situation, though, you're on that show, SAS. I still think I would stand there and say, sorry, mate, I'm not going to do this. What would you? How would you react at that point in time?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking too. But at the same time, if it was laid out, I haven't seen the show, but if it was laid out in the example you said and a guy did go ahead and do it, I might think a bit less of him, but at the same time, there's nothing actually wrong with
I'm
it.
I'm actually really surprised that you'd argue with someone, Ditz, but anyway.
Josh. Yeah, I reckon there's two sides to it. I think the honey badger, he probably doesn't want to look soft when he did it. If he pulled out of it, I think he would probably look a bit soft to the SAS guys. So I think he probably didn't want to give that impression, but I don't think he needed to go as hard as he did when he full bumped her. But in saying that, yeah, you would never hit a girl. I've got three sisters and I've never had the urge to, but working with Alice sometimes.
You're not far off.
Very close. But...
Nah, good on you, boys. Good Thanks you for boys. That. They are the Metros here on Triple M.
What a goal!
Ruined Dits Overnight Sports.
Ken Hinckley has won the Coach of the Year Award, Roo. He's won it for the second time. Yeah. Let's have a listen to him.
I want to be where Chris and Damien are on Saturday and my team want to be there with us. And, you know, unfortunately, there's no way to explain it. It's the hardest thing you can deal with in what your profession is.
Now, Roo, a little bit of talk about Ken Hinckley's contract. Now, we know that the club said a couple of years ago, didn't they, when
last
they re-signed
year.
It? Yeah, last year, if you don't play finals, you don't get extended. Well,
for 2021.
I've played finals.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're not hearing anything about his contract extension. So is it automatic? Is he?
Well, you heard me talk about Charlie Dixon, and when I started talking about it, at that point it was weird that he hadn't signed.
Yeah,
that which meant that there was a bit of toing and froing going on. But I think it's understandable for Ken not have signed yet because they, you know, a lot of coaches, as do some players, don't want contract negotiations going on when the finals are on, for instance.
Trying to get the job done.
So
yep.
There's nothing stopping that from cranking up right now. I would have thought if he's...
So it's not automatic. He's not. I presume that he's absolutely...
I don't know what his contract said, but usually when there's a trigger for another year, they call it a trigger, like making the finals, then it would have extended for next year. So I'm pretty sure he'd be contracted for next year now.
Yeah.
But I think if I was in Ken's shoes, I'd be trying to get longer than 1 year.
Yeah. All right. And
I'd be trying to get two or three or, you know, maybe four if he can pull that off again.
So Ken Hinckley, coach of the year for the second time. Now, Roo, bit of talk about Nathan Bassett leaving Port Adelaide to go to the Crows.
Can I just say it is silly? Now, this is not referring to this bit, but it is silly season. All right, everyone.
Right.
Just remember that for the next month.
So right. What does that mean then?
It just means that not everything you read is correct. And okay. I'm not saying it's referring to this, but I'm just saying in general.
All right.
Maybe that's got something to do with the fact Ken hasn't signed.
What do you mean?
Well, you're going to get your top fella sorted out before you're next in line, aren't you?
Yep, okay.
Might not be a lot of money left otherwise.
I see what you're saying. All right, now, Cam Sutcliffe has been told by Port Adelaide that his contract won't be renewed.
He's stiff. Every time he plays a role. Yeah, he's done all right. The list is, gee, you got a good list down there.
Yeah, we have, definitely.
Hey, a bit more mail about that. I think they might be going for a Sydney defender.
Who, Port Adelaide?
That's what I'm hearing. You know, in every game they say, well, can Port, can their defence hold up?
Yeah. Sydney defenders. I'm trying to think. All right, who would it be? Well, tell us then. Who is it?
There's rumours.
Come on, tell us.
No, I'm not saying because I got in trouble last time.
Tell us.
I'll tell you later.
Is his name so good they named him twice? Is that the one?
What, Wagga Wagga?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that him?
Yeah, well, maybe. It's only a rumour. It's only a rumour. Gee, Kareem, if you're listening, only a rumour.
He'd look good in a pork, Guernsey.
It's only a rumour.
Aaliyah. Righto.
Oh, hang on.
Well, that's what you've said.
I didn't say that, did I?
All right, fantastic. All right, on his way to Port Adelaide. I did
not say that at all. Well, that was just a rumour.
Okay. What's the latest on Brad Crouch?
Brad Crouch, I don't know what he's up to.
Well, he's been linked
today
to Geelong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So will he end up there or not?
Oh, probably less likely, I would have thought, if Jeremy Cameron's going there. But you never know. The Cats could do anything. I've got a few blokes retiring, and I think they had a bit of money sitting there for Tim Kelly. So I wouldn't be surprised if they still got enough.
All right. Patrick Dangerfield's going to talk to us later on this morning, which we're really looking forward to.
We'll ask him about Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, we can. He doesn't do too many interviews, but Danger will join us. Here he is talking about the fact that Tom Hawkins, in fact, no, we'll ask him about playing on Grand Final Day instead.
It's not much without winning it. I've got some great mates that have played in grannies and haven't been part of the successful side, and it's a really tough day to deal with.
Is he talking to his Crows teammates there? I think he might be, or his GWS ones.
Now, I was all over
Phil
this story.
Davis is a mate of his.
I was all over this story yesterday, Roo. The fact
what
that
is
the grand final, they would really, really struggle to sell this out because no one can travel and they won't get there. Sold out in 20 minutes, the grand final.
Your mail was spot on there.
Yeah, yes. All right. Ash Barty will deliver the hand over the cup if Richmond win, and former Geelong captain Ian Nankervis if the Cats get up. And yesterday, the chimney unveiling for Woodville West Torrens. And the reason I'm raising this, Roo, is that there are many, many people behind the scenes trying to work to keep this tradition going.
Well, keep the chimney.
Yeah, keep
if
the chimney.
They sell the whole joint?
Yep.
Or move the chimney? If they sell it? It could.
I suppose. Mm. If it becomes the Crows headquarters, you'd agree to
not
let it keep happening.
Crows headquarters.
All right. That's our look at sport.
Triple M. Helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days.
Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1300 Automasters.
We've been giving away stuff every day for about the last 30-odd days.
Yep.
It's still a couple of weeks to go, and today we've been giving away lots of different things, haven't we?
Yeah, this week's all about your grand final day. We want to make it good for you, so
we gave away
a new TV. We gave away some meat packs yesterday.
Heaps of meat packs yesterday, yep. Today we're going to give away vouchers for free beer.
Nice.
How good's that? A little six-pack vouchers, which will get you off to a good start on grand final day.
Certainly will. This is from Swell Brewery. I think they're down McLaren Vale way, aren't they?
Yep. Tell us why you need them. Go to triplem.com.au and tell us why you need a free six-pack of Swell Brewing.
Yeah, get your grand final day off to a good start.
Beautiful. Swell Brewing at Tap Out. In McLaren Vale, Ditz is now open Friday to Mondays.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. That's it for us today, Roo.
All right. Have a great day. Lucky Neil's going to join us tomorrow. And what else is on Thursdays? We've got Tommy Jonas.
The Angels will join us.
Alice? No. We haven't got Tommy Jonas. He's finished.
Anyway.
That went well.
Yeah.
All right. We'll catch you later, everyone.